Okay, open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And I've selected for the text passage verses 6 through 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. What I'm going to talk about today backs up and could say buttresses and backs up what everything that that you'll accomplish in your life, certainly in your ministry. You may be able to play an instrument very well, maybe able to sing very well, maybe able to preach very well, teach, whatever the case may be. But without this, it will be wasted. So the thing I'm talking about today is very, very important. God's Word lifts it up as the utmost of importance. In fact, like I said, it's kind of the backdrop to everything. And if you can't get this in your Christian life and in your ministry, you're not going to accomplish things for the Lord, and you'll quit. The thing is diligence. So I'm going to talk about diligence today, and that's going to be the subject of the sermon. In 2 Peter, just talking a little bit about how the Bible elevates diligence, it says in 2 Peter chapter 1 that there are certain things you need to add to your faith, right? Virtue and patience and that sort of thing, brotherly kindness, charity. And then it says that if you have these things, you'll be fruitful and you'll never fall. But what it also says there is you have to add to it with all diligence. You've got to do it with diligence. You may show charity here and again, but does it begin to characterize your life with diligence? You may show brotherly kindness from time to time, but without that diligence that helps you to show it all of the time, you lose the benefits. See, without diligence, you lose the benefits of all of your labor and work. Diligence is extremely important. You've heard the verse before too, Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence. Now why? You see where God's Word elevates it. Why? Because out of it are the issues of life. I have found in the ministry that people that don't keep their heart will have a wounded spirit. And see, you cannot minister to those people. It's very, very frustrating because they've decided, because they're following their heart, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, but they're following it because they didn't keep it. And they didn't keep it with all. That's why. And they allowed something to turn their heart away from, and then what they do is they come up with excuses. All of a sudden, it's not God's will. All of a sudden. And what they're doing is transferring the blame to God. Just because they allowed something in their life to turn their heart away, now it's God's fault. That's the kind of thing that's going to hurt you in your life, in your ministry, but in your life. You've got to learn diligence in your life. It's very, very important. Again, out of the issues of life, the Bible says a wounded spirit who can bear. When you've decided in your heart that you're just not going to go on, it doesn't matter all the biblical convincing that we try to get you to do, all of the logic that we try to treat, or whoever might in your life, if you decided in your heart you're not going to do it, it's over. It's over. You're done. So I'll say it again. You'll do what your heart tells you to do. You won't always do what you're supposed to do, but you'll do what your heart tells you to do. See, it's a matter of the heart is what it is. And you've got to guard that because that's the very thing that Satan wants you not to guard. And so if you can open your heart to something else, you're in trouble. So this idea of quitting, we say, oh, he lost heart. Right? You've heard that before? That's what we're talking about. People quit because they lose heart. That's why. And it's a very, 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 and the problem is that they lose the benefit of those things. So diligence is very, very important. A journalist asked Thomas Edison one time, what do you think is the first requirement for success? What he said is this, the ability to apply your physical and mental energies to one problem incessantly, replied the inventor, without growing weary. That's what he said. That's why later on he went to say that genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. It is that part of it. That's what it is, diligence. In the ministry, that's why I don't think that you really see solid results until after 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. You have to be at it for a while. Just think with me. If you have a good children's program in your church, how long does it take for that generation of kids to grow up? It takes 10, 15 years, doesn't it? Before they can get to the point where they can begin to fill those spots in there and those families. Well, it takes a while. You might look at a ministry like this and think to yourself, well, you know, I'm looking always for that big thing that